Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. As we wrap up our program here on this Monday evening, and joining us on the line is the head volleyball coach of the Roland Story Norseman, Motley Geis, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks, Glenn. Thanks for covering us.
So as we take a look, it was a busy week last week for your team. You start off the week with a good win over PCM that clinches at least a share of the Heart of Iowa Conference title. You follow that up with a try meet with North Polk and Gilbert. You go 2-0 in that. You end the week with a trip to the Hampton-Dumont Cal tournament. You finish 2-2, although your two losses to two very, very good teams in Ankeny Christian and Kemper Catholic. But all in all, you know, looking at such a workload-heavy week, I know you had some weeks earlier in the season where, you know, it was really light in terms of competition, in terms of just overall schedule. Hitting the ground running here towards the end of the season, towards the postseason. How do you feel that helps your team get ready for postseason by, you know, backloading the schedule after a lighter start to the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think last week was really good for us just to push us. You know, we played a lot of really good teams. And like you said, you know, we did end up with two losses at Hampton, but I feel like those are things that you can learn from. They're very, you know, we were competitive and we still didn't play our best. So we just got to figure out how we can play our best against that, you know, that top competition. You know, Ankeny Christian, ranked number one, two-time defending state champs, and Carol Kemper, who had been one of our other losses and already this year, and we lost to them again. And then I guess in the championship, Kemper did beat Ankeny Christian. So, you know, we want that good, tough competition, and, you know, we kind of know who we are as a team, and, you know, it's good for us prior to playoffs to have these things that we can grow from.
In looking at least at the stat sheet here to this point in the season, someone just being at the matches on Thursday with Gilbert and North Polk, someone I feel that has even grown by leaps and bounds throughout the season this year has been Brooklyn Jungle. She combined for almost 30 kills in those two matches, which would have been the equivalent to a five-set match on Thursday night. Just, you know, we've seen the growth from where she was her freshman year to now sophomore year, but it feels like she has had a huge growth during her sophomore season. Just talk about a little bit about how she has stepped up her game as the season's, you know, gone closer to the postseason.
Yeah, well, I mean, this year her back row attack is super effective. And then she has a lot of different shots that she can use. She can use hands and, you know, hit to basically anywhere on the court. Sometimes I think that can be also a detriment too, because she has so many options to use. And sometimes it's, you know, she tries a little bit too hard, and but every game and every match she learns, and from what works and what doesn't work, and she's you know, unstoppable when she is on fire.
And someone else that's really played well as well that caught my attention, at least on Thursday night, has been Caitlin Flatibo. She was more of a defensive back row type of player a year ago. Steps into more of a hitting role as a junior. And what have you seen from her that's allowed her to be so successful here, especially in the second half of the season?
Well, she's super consistent. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, I said she's going to be somebody that people are like, whoa, where did she come from? She can, you know, she's a great hitter. She did play libero for us last year, so she's clearly a really good passer. Her defense is, like, there's nothing that hits the floor with her back there. So just a great all-around six rotation player for us.
And as we look at the schedule here this week, obviously you guys wrap up the conference slate tonight, the chance to clinch an outright conference title. And after tonight, you got the rest of the week off before you head to Knoxville for the Knoxville tournament on Saturday. And after that, it's postseason time when you open up the postseason a week from tomorrow against Clear Lake in Class 3A Region 3. And to, you know, just kind of surmise with the regular season wrapping up and going into the postseason, what's the maybe the number one goal that you and the staff have for your team going into the postseason, to start the postseason? What's the number one thing you want to see accomplished by your team?
Well, I think we want to learn from our games this last week with what we may have felt like was something that we struggled with. And so we want to work on those things. We want to keep playing our game You know, we focused a little bit more this week on our serving and passing, which did improve, but then our hitting efficiency went down a little bit. So we just need to kind of like make sure that we refocus on our hitting and keep the focus with the serve and pass. So,
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Greene County.
Thank you.
That was Molly Geitz, the head volleyball coach of the Roland Story Norsemen, here on our Coach Speak program. That'll wrap things up on this Monday evening here as we take you back to normal programming on 95.7 FM.